Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Enjoy braided baseball star Monet Davis while her fleeting fame lasts. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The Little League World Series is always fun to watch, especially when a new phenomenon comes along every so often. This year, it is Monet Davis, the sixth girl to play in Williamsport, PA, and the first ever to pitch a shutout. The Little League and female version of Pirates star Andrew McCutcheon, Monet has also inspired lots of kids to grow their hair long into a braided ponytail. She can play a boys game at 12 years old because she is as coordinated as any kid that age. And she's as strong as most boys because the physical differences of gender inequity have not yet set in. You may see her again, but probably not for 6 years or so until she shows up as a women's college basketball star. By then, she will be just another Little League World Series footnote. By then, she could also be the test case for the NCAA's appeal of the Ed O'Bannon ruling that athletes must be paid for use of their image and likeness by for-profit businesses. Monet's autograph is supposedly for sale on numerous eBay items, and the leading sports souvenir peddler in this country is ready to pay her $25,000 to sign 1,000 baseballs. But as of now, it still jeopardizes her eligibility to play college basketball, preferably for perennial power UConn. How stupid would that rule be 6 years in advance? You remember the TV commercials that had 10-year-old Sean Miller dribbling two basketballs between his legs like a little Pete Maravich? Miller went on to national TV shows and performed at halftimes of games from college to the NBA, but he could not accept any payment. Miller also went on to play at Pitt and is now the head coach at Arizona. What is the difference between all the items being signed in Williamsport by Monet going back to someone's trophy case or winding up on eBay with a price tag? Does Monet have anything to do with where those items go after she signs them? Of course not. She should copy what Johnny Manziel did at Texas A&M, signing hundreds of items for an autograph shop and then giving the money to his pals. That egregiously illegal act cost Johnny Football a first-half suspension in the first game of his last college season. Why can't Monet take advantage of her 15 minutes of fame? ESPN is making millions by televising her playing baseball, yet no one is legally allowed to show her any of that Monet. How absurd is that? This is Archansky. See ya.